Okay. My name is Christian Koenig. I'm working for AMD for something like 8.5 years now. I'm one of the maintainers of the AMD and Radeon kernel module, AMD GPU and Radeon kernel module. And for the last 2 years, I'm also maintaining TTM. And that's what I want to talk about. So this presentation is all about the TTM memory manager in the Linux kernel. What's TTM? TTM is a manager for GPUs with dedicated video memory. So if you got something like an AMD GPU or an NVIDIA GPU, both Radeon, AMD GPU, as well as Nouveau, are using TTM to manage their buffer objects and to move their buffer objects around. The acronym TTM originally stands for Translation Table Manager, but by today's standards, that's as inaccurate as it could be, because TTM is managing quite a bunch of things, but not translation tables anymore. It's used to manage translation tables for AGP. So that's where that came from. As I said, TTM is directly used by AMD GPU, Nouveau, QXL, Radeon, and VMware Graphics. And the guys from VMware Graphics, originally Tungsten Graphics, are the one who originally wrote it and merged it into the Linux kernel. Additional to that, TTM is used indirectly through the DRM VRM helpers by AST, Box, HiSilicon, MGA200, and the Virtual Video Box video driver. So, how does TTM work? First of all, TTM defines so-called memory domains. Since it's managing the local memory on your graphics hardware, the first thing that TTM defines is the so-called VRAM domain. That's representing your memory on the GPU. Then you got the system domain, which is system memory, which is mapped or available to the GPU or accessible to the GPU. So the GPU can directly write over a PCIe DMA to the buffer objects in the system domain. And the last thing is the swap domain. And in the swap domain, that's what's not directly accessible by the GPU, but still backed by system memory. So the CPU could write and read from it, but not the GPU anymore. And stuff in the swap domain can, in theory, also be swapped out to disk if necessary. Those yellow dots, orange dots here are buffer objects which are allocated and then backed by memory in the different domains. And the important thing in TTM is that those buffer objects can move from one domain to another. So for example, if you suspend your laptop, buffers from the VRAM domain usually move to the system or swap domain for the simple reason that the local GPU memory the power is turned off. So if you wouldn't evacuate those buffers, you would get just random stuff on your screen or just a black screen if you turn the laptop on again after a suspend resume cycle. So that's what those red arrows here are good for. When applications then use those buffers, they usually move back into video memory or system memory. And that's what the green arrows represent on this slide. How does eviction work? First of all, eviction is a process of making room in a specific domain. So for example, if you have a lot of applications which allocate video memory, you're sooner or later going to run out of that. So what TTM does, it looks at the linked list of buffer objects in your video memory domain and starts to evict things from that domain. So it moves things in other domains, usually the system domain. If that's there, not enough room anymore, it also moves on and moves stuff into the swap domain. eviction works by locking the LRU, then picking the first entry on the LRU and calls back into the driver to test if eviction is valuable. For example, in video memory, you usually have a part which is CPU accessible and not CPU accessible. And so the driver can decide if it needs only CPU accessible video memory that an eviction might not be valuable to actually do. So it skipped anything. Then we actually evict the barrel, so move it to another domain. And then we retry the original allocation which failed in the first place. And if that succeeds, the algorithm ends, and otherwise we repeat from the beginning again. This is actually rather inefficient, because when we, for example, see have a lot of BOs on the beginning of the LRU list, we test over and over again if they are valuable to evict. And that actually doesn't make much sense, but more on that later. Other functionality that TTM provides. A big functionality when you want to move buffer around is that you need to make sure that nobody is accessing that buffer. When the kernel moves a buffer from A to B, you need to make sure that this